from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we'll take you back to 2013 to celebrate the birthday of blues man Charlie Musselwhite with our special guests, Trashmouth Baker, Bill Dye, and Mr. Musselwhite himself. We find out what gives Charlie the blues, and the gang gets ready for the Super Bowl. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Wonderful night.
Absolutely. It's good to have you all back with us for another fantastic hour of 12th Street Jump. And, you know, we got the blues this week, Pearl.
We've got the blues, but it's a party in blues.
It's the best blues I've ever had.
You know, speaking of parties, Pete, did you hear about Barbara Walters? She was taken to the hospital after she fell and cut her forehead at a party. Yeah, several hospital patients were treated for shock when they saw Babs walk by in her hospital gown. And they saw the view.
Well, how about this? Billy Joel, Fleetwood Mac, and Hall & Oates will be appearing at this year's New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Okay.
You know, if that's what they call jazz, maybe it's time to move this festival to Utah.
Did you see Beyonce at the inauguration? Apparently she caused quite a stir with the lip-syncing of the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the big deal is. Republicans have been lip-syncing the Constitution for years.
Well, there's no lip-syncing on our show. Here's the real live voice of David Bassey with the blues classic, I'm Going to Move to the Outskirts of Town.
Outskirts of town. Yeah, I'm gonna move way out on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody always hanging round. Gonna tell you, baby, we're gonna move away from here. We don't need no ice man. I'll get you a Frigidaire when we move. Way out on the outskirts of town. Cause I don't want nobody, nobody hanging round. Thank you. Now, baby, I'll bring my own groceries. I'll be bringing them every day. That'll stop that grocery boy. Keep that fool away. When we move way out on the outskirts of town, 'cause I don't want nobody always hanging round. Now it may seem funny, honey, funny as can be. If we have a dozen children, I want them all to look like me. So we'll move way out on the outskirts of town, 'cause I don't want nobody always hanging, always hanging around. Nobody, nobody.
This week we celebrate the birthday of blues harmonica master Charlie Musselwhite. Raised by a single mother in Mississippi, Musselwhite grew up surrounded by blues, hillbilly, and gospel music. His family moved to Memphis, where as a teenager he worked as a ditch digger, concrete layer, and moonshine runner. Fascinated by the blues, Musselwhite began playing guitar and harmonica. He attended parties hosted by Elvis Presley and hobnobbed with local musicians like Johnny Cash. But the celebrities young Charlie most admired were veteran bluesmen Furry Lewis and Gus Cannon.
Following the path of so many Southern musicians, Musselwhite moved to Chicago to find better paying work. Charlie would drive an exterminator truck by day and hung out in Southside blues clubs by night, developing close friendship with blues icon Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, Muddy Waters, and Howlin' Wolf. Before long, he was sitting in at clubs with Muddy and the others, building an impressive word-of-mouth reputation.
Downbeat magazine calls Musselwhite the undisputed champion of the blues harmonica. In addition to his always busy schedule, Charlie hosts a weekly radio show called Charlie's Back Room on KRSH-FM in Santa Rosa, California.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the great blues recorded by Charlie Musselwhite. To get that done, we're going to need help from a couple of guys who know the blues. That would be our special guests, Bill Dye and Tom Trashmouth Baker.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Great to be here.
Bill, you actually played with Charlie.
Yeah, I did. I played with him at the Kansas City Blues Festival back in 83, and did, I think, in 84 or 85, did a short tour just sort of this area with him.
And what'd that do for a young musician?
Oh, it was a thrill, because he's someone I've been listening to ever since Stand Back, his first album, came out. So it was, he's one of my heroes.
Too cool, too cool. Now, Tom, you got to meet the guy, too, but you also happen to be a harp player.
Correct.
What makes Charlie so good?
He's got the best tone, and he knows how to make all the notes work, plus he knows where to lay out.
I hope you lay out on this next number. I don't even know if I used that right. I don't even know if I used that right.
Stop him.
All right, let's get on to the music. Joe, what are we going to go to?
This is Charlie Musselwhite original, and we're not going to have anybody lay out on this, Pete.
Oh.
All in. This is called The Blues Overtook Me.
Took me when I was a little child. Yes, the blues overtook me when I was a little child. You know, fast women and whiskey made this southern boy wild. And when I was a kid, early on my own, I took the highway to be my home. The blues overtook me when I was a little child. Yeah, fast women and whiskey made this lonesome boy wild. I believe it's gonna rain. Makes me wanna hear my baby call my name. Blues overtook me when I was a little child. Yeah, fast women and whiskey drove this poor boy wild. Now when you get in trouble, everybody's down on you. The blues will overtake you and pull you on through. Blues overtook me when I was a little child. You know, fast women and whiskey made this lonesome boy wild. Oh, yeah! Trump. I ain't been drinking, it's the blues that made me drunk. Blues overtook me when I was a little child. Yeah, them fast women and whiskey made this poor boy wild. Well, you might run, try to escape, but the blues will overtake you on a rainy day. The blues overtook me when I was a little child. No, them fast women and whiskey drove this southern boy wild.
Got the blues. Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got it bent? Who hocked his old blues harp so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues. Whether you're as doped as Lance or dopey as Biden, the blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week we find out what gives our featured artist Charlie Musselwhite the blues. He's on the line right now.
Yes.
Right.
Can you hear me, Charlie?
I hear you fine.
Oh, it's an honor to have you, sir. Hard-hitting questions. We're going to take the answers and do a little blues jam off it. Where are you from?
I was born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi. That's almost smack dab in the middle of the state of Mississippi. A long time ago.
Okay. And what do you like to do for fun?
I do phone interviews.
All right, let me rephrase that. What do you do to relax?
I like to be at home. I'm on the road so much that being at home is like exotic.
Now, I've seen you got a couple nicknames. Where'd those come from?
When I first got to Chicago, Big Joe Williams called me Memphis Charlie because I just come from Memphis. Then Muddy started calling me Good Time Charlie because Bobby Bland had that hit tune out at the time.
And now, when or where did you get your big break?
I was in Pepper's Lounge. I knew Muddy, and he thought of me as a fan. But then this waitress I'd gotten to know real well told him, y'all hear that boy play harmonica. Then first thing you know, Muddy is making me sit in. He's calling me up to sit in. And that was really a turning point because I didn't have any desire to sit in. I was happy just to be there hanging out and listening to the music and socializing and having a few drinks. Then people started offering me gigs after that. So I couldn't just hang out like I did before. Now it was a heart player.
Yeah, put the guy to work, right? Now, what's your favorite word?
Yes.
All right, I'll agree with you that. What's your favorite sound?
The sound of a river or a creek running by, or rain. I like the sound of water.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the sound of a cash register. Somebody yes. getting money out for me.
Now, a guy like you's played everywhere, but where do you like to play these days?
Currently, one of my favorite places to play is Red's Lounge on Sunflower Avenue in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
And you got an album that's coming out, I believe, this week. What's that called?
Get Up with Ben Harper on the Stax label. And it's smoking.
Now I have to ask you the most important question. Charlie, what gives you the blues?
Turn it on the 6 o'clock news.
I understand. Yeah. Now, Pearl, how about getting us started with Charlie Musselwhite Blues?
I will do. They call him Memphis Charlie. He learned the blues in Tennessee. And then Muddy changed his nickname to call the guy Good Time Charlie. You can call him whatever suits you, as long as you buy his new CD.
Yes is Charlie's favorite word.
Yes.
He finds the sound of it hypnotic. And when he's feeling down, being at home is just the tonic. So don't say no or hit the road, because that makes him psychotic.
Charlie showed up at Pepper's Lounge. All he wanted was a drink. Muddy said he needed a player. The waitress gave our guy the wink. That's when Charlie sat in with Muddy. Good thing his blues harp didn't stink.
Good morning. Kosciuszko, a long, long time ago. Ask Charlie where he likes to play. Red's Lounge is where he'll tell you to go. You may find him in the men's room, though. He likes listening to the water flow.
The news at 6 o'clock gives Charlie's brain a scorching. Brian Williams or Diane Sawyer, he thinks they need a torching. Oh, just change the channel, Charlie. Try watching Wheel of Fortune.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped to something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who got bent? Who hocked his old blues harp so he could pay the rent?
Charlie, thank you so much. It's a real honor, man.
Well, man, I really enjoyed talking with you, Pete, and let's do it again sometime.
Oh, now that's a guy that knows how to say goodbye.
Yeah.
My goodness. Oh, does it get any cooler than that?
It does. I say we say yes to him every single time.
Oh, my goodness. Charlie, wherever you are again.
Yes.
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 Anytime, buddy. So as you can see, the blues don't have us down. More to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Charlie Musselwhite, we celebrate the birthday this week of another blues legend, vocalist Ruth Brown. Born in Portsmouth, Virginia, the oldest of seven children, Brown made her debut in the church choir at the age of four. But young Ruth was destined to make her mark in a far more secular kind of music as one of the breakout artists in what came to be known as R&B, rhythm and blues.
Throughout the 1950s, Ruth Brown recorded a slew of hits on Atlantic Records, including I'll Wait For You, I Know, Oh What a Dream, and Mambo Baby. Her rhythm and blues treatment of Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean achieved enormous popularity with black and white audience alike, ushering in a new sound that would become rock and roll.
Now here's Nedra Dixon with that very same Ruth Brown hit, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean.
He treats your daughter mean. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. He's the meanest man I've ever seen. Mama, he treats me badly. Makes me love him madly. Mama, he takes my money. Makes me call him honey. Mama, he can't be trusted. Makes me so disgusted. All of my friends say they don't understand. What's the matter with this man? I tell you, Mama, he treats your daughter mean. He treats your daughter mean. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. He's the meanest man I've ever seen.
Mina.
as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the New England Patriots had a bad week, how about these Blues in the news?
Montateo finally admitted his girl was just imaginary. Now, that linebacker's got no sweetheart, not even one he'd call Hail Mary. Too bad he hasn't learned his lesson. Now, he's dating the Tooth Fairy.
Jodie Foster announced she's gay. Oh, no. On the Golden Globes TV show.
No. Surprise, surprise. Wow.
Jodie Foster came out of the closet, and the crowd yelled, go, go, go. It really shocked Mitt Romney, the only guy who didn't know.
The Baseball Hall of Fame won't give Barry Bonds a chance. Maybe he should start his own with Sosa, Clemens, and Lance.
I'd never kick an extra point. I'd rather go for two. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Trash Mouth Baker on blues harp and Billy Dye on guitar with a couple of tunes from the Charlie Musselwhite discography, Crystal Redemptor and Movin' and Groovin'. Thank you.
around the town. Well, I'm a moving and a grooving, mama jumping from town to town. You know, I just dropped in to kick these blues around. I'll be gone by dawn, sorry I just can't stay. I'll be gone by dawn, sorry I just can't stay. I might be leaving, but I'll be back, back someday.
Kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Man, that trash mouth tearing it up, huh? Yeah.
Did you hear Bill die on that?
Billy died, my God.
I almost died when I heard Bill. So good.
We've got a couple of really cool CDs. You know, folks should get out and buy CDs and download stuff because there's some great music going on out in the world. Dan Zinn 4. Brand new CD, and it's called Grace's Song. I think he changed his name. I think his name was originally Dan Zinfandel. He changed Dan Zinn. I think he shortened it a little bit. Joe Lovano, one of the great saxophone players of all time on Blue Note Records, and a brand new one from Us Five, his band, Cross Culture. And the funny thing about it is there's 7-8 people on this record.
Wow.
Us Five. I don't, you know.
You know, Layout is the new bad. Like, bad used to just be bad, but now it's kind of good.
Lay out, dude.
Like, lay out, man.
Lay out, baby. I got it. I got lay out.
I'm not sure I do. Now, besides Charlie Musselwhite and Ruth Brown, this week we celebrate the birthday of trumpet great Roy Eldridge.
Oh, yeah.
A happy birthday to clarinetist Acker Bilk, still making music in the UK well into his 80s. And speaking of music from across the pond, tenor sax man Ronnie Scott, owner of the London Jazz Club that bears his name, celebrates birthday this week. It's the birthday week of longtime Tonight Show drummer Ed Shaughnessy and saxophonist Joshua Redman. And a happy birthday to pianist Joe Sample, one of the founding members of the Jazz Crusaders. To learn more about all these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for our weekly e-blast, where you'll get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's all happening this week in jazz and blues.
Hey, B, did I say lay out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You live like jazz. You got beat such class.
I'm over here laying out, man. What you want?
Lay down, then. Lay down.
We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
You can do a layup.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room in the 18th and Vine Jazz District or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Scholar's or the Beehive. Merriman's Playhouse is a spot in South Bend, and in Lansing, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink, kick back, and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Trash Mouth Baker performing a song that he wrote for Charlie Musselwhite. It's a tribute to him called Memphis Charlie.
You came up from Mississippi to Memphis, Tennessee. Digging Junior Parker and Sonny Boy, knowing who you wanna be. But you couldn't stop from moving, so you were soon Chicago bound. You heard little Walter calling, and you had to track him down. Memphis Charlie is what they called you, as you became much better known. With Johnny Shines and Mr. Horton forging a style all your own. I've seen pictures of you in clubs watching the real blues going down. With Butter and Bishop and Bloomfield, you'd catch all the acts in town. You weren't scared of going Southside, cause your pals took care of you, And when they got you up to blow, wasn't nothing you couldn't do. Memphis Charlie took Chicago. There ain't no doubt it's true. But you couldn't stop and rest there, 'cause the world wanted your brand of blue. Yeah, yeah. Turning sound, the ace of harps and junior boy, you really laid them down. Playing those blues with Cindy and that cat with a wicked grin. You're at home on any stage and whatever country you're in. Memphis Charlie tours the planet, bringing the blues like nobody can. Sending out our birthday greetings to a full-grown, heart-blown man.
Trash Mouth Baker's Nut.
The composer, Trash Mouth.
Well, Pete, it's almost February, and you know what that means.
Time for the groundhog to predict 6 more weeks of climate change?
You're thinking about Al Gore. No, it means it's time for the Super Bowl.
All right, after all my teams got beaten, you know, I just want to forget about it.
Mine lost too. I don't know about you, but I'm going to need something more than chili, cheese balls, chicken wings to fight off these Super Bowl blues.
It's the Niners and the Ravens. How can this be a goodie? I already miss Tom Brady and Belichick in his hoodie.
Beyonce sings at halftime. Hey, at least Jay-Z won't have to snooze. I'll lip sync if I have to. I got the Super Bowl blues.
Ray Rice is gonna fumble or help his quarterback. But if that ain't bad enough, here comes Ray Lewis with the sack.
The throws from Colin Kaepernick, that QB's got some speedy shoes. They said that about RG3. Now he's got the Super Bowl blues.
We could have had the Packers, but Green Bay played too cold. The Broncos would have been all right, but Peyton's way too old.
At least we've got a big screen. The picture won't be bad. It's better than sitting between the Harbaugh's mom and dad.
Herschel's getting dumber. That gecko drives me batty. And never let your kids watch if you see one by GoDaddy.
The winners get the trophy. The losers only get the booze. Y'all, I lost my last $10 on the Falcons. I got those Super Bowl blues.
Cold beer pouring.
Teams are boring.
Not much scoring.
Feel like snoring.
Please no more. It's
Super Bowl blues.
Pass me the chair. Little Walter wrote it, and Charlie Musselwhite recorded it. Now here's Trash Mouth and Bill Dye to play Just Your Fool.
I'm just your fool, can't help myself. I loved you, baby, and no one else. I ain't crazy, you my baby, I'm just your fool. I'm just your fool, I must confess, still love you baby, and take your mess. I ain't lying, no use of jiving, I'm just your fool. Thank you. trying to drive me crazy, treating me the way you do. I ask you for mercy, baby, let me be happy too. But if you leave me for someone new, I'll buy me a shotgun and shoot dead at you. I ain't lying, no use of jiving, I'm just your fool.
That's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with a little help from Brenna Hayes and Paul Malinowski. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook and all the usual places, and follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, and join us for next week's show. It's Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.